We present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. It's My Music. What else could possibly begin with the introduction of John Amis and Frank Muir, and on the other side, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. In the opening round this week, we have four outstandingly good tunes. John, you first. Who is this young lady singing, and whom does she love?
It's Mozart, and it's one of the German operas.
He's singing very high, isn't he?
I think it's the magic flute.
You were more right in the second half of your first sentence than in your first half.
Well, then it's the Entführung aus dem Serail.
No, it comes from... I shall get letters if I say this. I was correct. It comes from... If it's Mozart, it comes from Mozart's Fidelio.
Lordy, Lord. Yes.
She loves
Beethoven taking on the mantle of Mozart.
Thank you. That's right. She loves Fidelio, equals Leonora in disguise.
Yes,
who is she,
you?
Please, in Fidelio? Get your good name
what?
Back.
Oh, Marcellina.
Thank you. Yes. The singer there was Helen Donut. I can't resist mentioning another of Beethoven's young ladies. This one was advertised in a concert at the Philharmonic Hall, Liverpool, Miss A. Solemnis. That was on the advertisement. Miss A. Solemnis, girlfriend of Beethoven's.
I don't know who did this, unfortunately, but you know the Requiem Mass? Mm. Well, I saw it printed on one of these things for old records that I get sent as Requiem, comma, Mass. So it looked like the town of Requiem in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Frank, when you hear a piece of music, you immediately know what key it's in. What key is it in?
Melody in F.
Exactly.
You did play it in F. It wasn't a...
Yeah, no, no, I played it in F. No, I played it in F. One of our supporters, Mr. J.R. Hale of Redhill in Surrey, says he dimly remembers some broadcaster saying that he'd had so many requests for melody in F that he was going to play it twice, or rather each bar twice. And when I got Mr. Hale's letter, I tried it out. It's rather nice. Each bar of melody in F played twice. Listen. Pretty.
Comes out a bit Bells Across the Meadow, but very nice.
One of the big orchestras, you know, once did that in a recording session when they were doing Zampa with a conductor they didn't particularly like. And they put in an extra beat in every bar. He kept on stopping and saying, do you mind if we do that once again?
Yes. Ian, quite serious now. Another good tune, this one by Schumann. But who was the singer?
If my darling winds in the branches are sighing, whispering softly, all that my heart is crying.
Oh, I knew that voice very
Four names. Four names.
I thought it was three names, Hinge and Bracket.
And what nationality?
Sounds Dutch.
Sounds Dutch,
oh,
but
Flemish. Sounds like a painter.
Yeah, oh, yes. Jan van der Goot.
Jan van der Goot.
And
it was,
oh,
yes.
A dear man.
Yes. I mentioned four good tunes. Dennis, for you, yet another good tune. What can you tell me about this?
Stirring in the audience when that one
was. Yes, affectionate stirring.
For your Jan van der Goot.
I think they like the tune better than the film, probably, but that's just my
thought. Isn't it? I haven't seen the film. Isn't that the thing that John Williams did for something? But
yes.
I don't know what the film was. I can't remember.
The Deer
I've
Hunter.
Heard it play. The Deer Hunt, that's right. It's sort of requested a lot, isn't it?
Yes, it is. John Williams, yes, playing Cavatina, composed by Stanley Myers. A miscellany of questions. John, yours is quite practical. What, please, is a paradiddle?
A paradiddle?
A paradiddle.
A paradiddle-diddle, paradiddle-diddle.
You don't know what type of thing it is at all, do you?
No, no idea.
Frank, do you know what a paradiddle is?
It's a badly packed parachute.
That's rather weird. Very, very likely. I'll tell you, a paradiddle is a drum beat. It's a sort of technique of drum. It's you do two with one hand. You do it's right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, right.
That's Buddy, right. Can't you spare a paradigm?
Yeah.
Frank, back into 19th century history, at the time of the Paris Commune, a well-known person remarked to his wife, "I am alarmed that Prussia may not have crushed the people sufficiently." Who said that?
Herr Johann Wilhelm.
Would you like a musical clue?
Yes, I would. It was said by Herr Wagner.
I didn't know that. According to his wife's diary, it was said by Wagner, and you've collected a mark, thanks to a clue.
Extraordinary thing to say.
Yes, wasn't it? That's why I thought it worth reporting. Ian, what can you tell me about Vacai?
Oh, quite a lot, as it happens.
Not too much.
No.
Just enough.
Enough. Vacai is a marvellous book of...
That's enough.
...exercises.
For
singers. I think it was composed in about 1914, and many singers sing through this book of exercises every day of their lives in order to keep the voice supple. They're marvellous. I would recommend them to any singer...
Dennis. Dennis. I'm waiting.
More than most.
I'm waiting until it comes out in paperback.
Wait for the film.
I'm doing the movie version.
Yes. Right, Dennis, which song do you associate with Blondel?
Blondel. If you mean Joan...
Well, I thought you might think I meant Joan Blondel.
Oh, it's not. Oh, I know the one, Blondel, yes.
Yes.
He was the minstrel who went... Oh, it's one of these things you vaguely told about in youth. He went touring around Europe looking for Richard the Lionheart.
That's right.
And he kept knocking at castle doors and singing the well-known medieval song, Open the Door... The song, as I recall, that last time was mentioned on this programme, John had never heard.
Is that Open the Door, Richard, is the
Open the Door, Richard.
Well, it was How Much Is That Doggy in the Window that John had
How Much Is That Doggy in the Window
you'd
never heard. That's right.
I'd never let him forget that.
I know the other one, because it's very like Stravinsky's Concerto for the Wind.
It's rather a nice story. It was before Dennis ruined it. Blondel went round Europe singing a song which Richard I himself, Richard the Lionheart, had composed. Until he got a reply from inside. And would you like to hear a little bit of the actual song that Richard the First
wrote? We're not going to hear a little bit
No
of it.
Way at
no,
all. Let's hear it. I see you enjoyed that, didn't you?
Did he write anything else this week?
Yeah. Right, let's press on. Mrs. Betty Askew of Ashford in Kent draws our attention to five finger exercises. Like that. It's surprising how many tunes you can make out of those five notes without moving the hand or crossing the fingers over. For example, this Stravinsky theme uses only those five notes. Though in another key. John, is the big finale theme from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony a five-note tune or not? Pause while you think through it.
Yes. So far.
But it later goes... And that note is not... So there, you dropped a mark. Frank, how about the grand old Duke of York? Could he be rendered on five fingers only?
Yes.
Right.
Do let's get on.
Ian, here's something rather nicer, Ian, a recording by our old friend Owen Brannigan.
Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement. You owe me 5 farthings, say the bells of St. Martin's. Lend me 5 shillings, say the bells of St. Helen's. When will you pay me, says the bell of Old Bailey.
Isn't that lovely? Lovely, isn't it? Branny's version isn't confined to five notes because he changes key, but, Ian, is the traditional Oranges and Lemons a five-note piece?
Drawing a bow bell at a venture, I would say no.
You would be wrong. Because it is. It fits. Within the five notes.
Yes.
Dennis, a Louis Armstrong favourite, which became a favourite song for football crowds, is another five-note song. Can you name the club most involved?
I don't even know the song. A Louis Armstrong song.
Yes.
It's all in the game. I presume you mean when the Saints go marching in.
Ah, you've got it. Let's hear just a little bit.
Southampton.
Hear a little bit of it. Yes, you've got it. Right. Here's Louis.
He knows everything this way.
And so
on. Did you know Richard I wrote that?
There's a theme running through this next round, a single word theme. John, a certain sonata had 4 movements, each one with a name. Emerson, Hawthorne, the Alcotts and Thoreau. The composer was, strictly speaking, an amateur, being a businessman by profession. Who was he?
He was Charles Ives.
Yes, and that's
but he had been through the musical mill.
Oh, yes, but by profession. He was not a professional musician.
Correct.
Which is why I said that, yeah. Frank, talking of Ives, here's Burl Ives. I'm going to play you the first 3 lines of one of his imitable songs.
Good.
And ask you to supply a 4th line for the lyric. Right, here we go.
Mr. Makeup Man, open up your magic case. I feel sad inside. Please do something about my face. Make me smile again and laugh like I was worry-free.
And sing one more encore of Judas Maccabee.
Unlikely, but it gets you a mark. Yeah. His line was, try to make me look once more the way I used to be. Ian, Ives is the subject of this round, obviously. What did Bill Ives become one day in May 1978?
Now that has a very familiar ring.
Bill Ives.
You'll have to give me a little hint, I think.
Well, I must do. Alistair Thompson stopped being something and Bill Ives became it.
Ah, yes, became another king.
Yes,
singer.
Because, yes, Alistair Thompson's replacement in The King's Singers.
Had you mentioned the name of Brian Kay, That's a name I will never forget among the King's singers, because last spring at a music conference in Cambridge, it was decided that we would have a photograph taken in the centre of the fountain of King's College, and there's a lot of water around.
Surprised.
And David Wilcott said, if we get a ladder, we can all climb across the ladder, and we get across this ladder in the failing light, and I'm halfway back when my bifocal glasses fall out of my inside jacket pocket and go phoom, into the fountain. And it was Brian Kay who bravely took off his dinner jacket, yes, rolled his sleeve up to the shoulder, and rescued my bifocals from a deep fountain in the middle of King. Yes. So he is a King singer in every sense.
Knowing Brian, I thought he would dive in.
The only King singer I know is King Richard I.
Yeah.
Dennis, still on the subject of Ives, two songs that begin with the word I've Got a Feeling You're Fooling, and I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling.
I've got a feeling you're fooling, yes. I've got a feeling you're having fun, I'll get to go by when you are done fooling with me. And the other one's lovely, the other one's the Fats Waller Billy Rose. I'm flying high, but I've got a feeling I'm falling.
Yes, yeah. That's absolutely right. That's the way to answer questions in my music.
It's a bit late to get round me now.
I have an album of comic songs. John, one of the songs is called Old King Cole, His Life and Death. In the song, his fiddlers three have names. They're called Paganini, Mori, and Spagnoletti. It's a topical song of the day. Can you make a guess at which day, the year? Paganini had just passed on when this song came out. So have a guess, quick.
Just 1872.
Oh, no, much too late, no. Paganini died in 1840. The songs in the album are dated 1834 to 1841. Frank, the song Going Out A-Shooting was sung, and I quote here, with unbounded applause by Mr. W.H. Williams at the Royal Gardens, Vauxhall, and the Sydney Gardens, Bath. Vauxhall Gardens, Frank. Among others who went there were Everliner, Penn Dennis, Joseph Sedley, and Boz. Can you just name them? Everliner was
written by Fanny Burney.
Thank you. Penn Dennis?
Penn Dennis was Thackeray.
Yes.
And Penn Dennis thought it was a fashionable place, and it was the last knockings of it.
Yes, that's right. How about Joseph Sedley? Where would we find him?
Joseph Sedley is Vanity Fair.
Yes, and Boz was?
Boz, the thing in Boz was very interesting, because it was Vauxhall Gardens by day. There's a marvellous evocation of like seeing a nightclub in daylight. It's all sort of nasty and tattered.
I think you'll get a mark for all that. Why not?
Yes.
Ian, quote, the fine young English lady, one of the modern school, a ballad of the modern time written by a fine young single gentleman. That song was a sequel. Do you know what the original was?
Well, I suppose it must have been a fine old English gentleman.
Yes, like a fine old English gentleman, all of the olden time was the original song.
Already got cold last night.
Yes. Dennis, finally, there's a song called Wanted, a Sweetheart. Now, bearing in mind those parody book titles we used to quote as kids, remember the Broken Window by Eva Brick? Remember that lot?
No? I used to quote, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if you could make a guess at who might have written Wanted, a Sweetheart. Wanted.
Well, not without
sweetheart.
Hanging you around. You get on to the next round and come back to me for this, will you? Go on, you've got nothing better to say. Yes.
Okay, and yeah. I will then actually tell you, after you've talked, I'll tell you what the name of the writer actually was. But I'll save it until the end of the next round. What a good idea. Right. A very simple round. Next, I give you the title of a song or aria, and you tell me the name of the show or opera from which it comes. I think this need not detain us long. John, where are you walk from?
Smelly.
Or Semele, yes, Handel. Frank, long ago and far away from...
A Dream to Dream and a Cover Girl.
Yeah. Ian, embroidery in childhood from...
Peter Grimes.
Yes. And Dennis, South America, take it away from...
From Call Me Mister, Harold.
Yes, that's right. You haven't had long, but can we come
wanted,
back to you
wanted
now?
A
wanted
sweetheart.
A Sweetheart.
By Marion Haste.
Oh, yeah. It is, yes, I compliment you on that. It is my absolute pleasure to tell you that the actual writer of Wanted a Sweetheart was, incredibly enough, I Blew It. It's in the book. I blew it. John is about to sing I Love You in German. Frank will tell how you stepped out of a dream. Dennis serenades Ida, and Ian rhapsodizes about Sylvia, in short, four love songs. John, Ich liebe dich, music by Edvard Grieg, words from a poem by Hans Andersen. Everybody
Why
knows
do you
that.
Want me to sing it in German?
Oh, sing it in any lingo you care to
All right,
to
I'll sing it in Choctaw.
My every thought is now with you, beloved. You are my heart's own first and only love. I love you more than words can ever tell you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you now and eternally. I worship you now and eternally.
Frank, you stepped out of a dream, brought fame and riches to Tony Martin. What will it do for you, I wonder? You stepped out of a dream.
This mess that ensues is not the fault of the tune.
There's the note.
As the French say, it's faux de mur. You, where are we? You stepped out of a dream. You were too wonderful to be what you see. Could there be lips like yours? Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be smiles like yours? Honest and truly, you stepped out of a cloud. You were too wonderful. Da, 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 da. And have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream and safe in my heart.
Dennis, yours is in soft shoe style. Dance yeah. musicians always call it schottische tempo, you schottische, know. Schottische yeah. tempo.
Well, I think you should have a knees up on it. If, you know.
Ida, sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Come out in the silvery moonlight. Of love we whisper, so soft and low. Seems I can't live without you. Little Sue, my honeydew.
I think music lovers everywhere would have been glad to have noticed traces of laryngitis approaching.
And welcome.
Yes, and welcome, too. Yes. Ian has a song for us with music by the splendidly named composer Ole Speaks. The words are by the scarcely less memorable Clinton Scollard. Right? Paul Robeson used to sing this one. Transpose it up an octave and a half or so. We have the key for Ian Wallace and Sylvia.
Sylvia's hair. starry beams, such a face as drifts through dreams. This is Sylvia to the sight, and the touch of Sylvia's hand is as light as milkweed down. When the meads are golden brown and the autumn fills the land, Sylvia, Sylvia, such a face as drifts through dreams. This is Sylvia to the sight.
That will bring back some memories. A song from 1914, and talking of numbers, that reminds me there's a score to announce. A victory this week for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.